Online messaging app Snapchat's launched a new tool that allows parents to snoop on their kids, checking who their online mates are and who they're messaging, but it stops short of revealing the content of the conversations, and your teens have to agree to it. Snapchat also plans to introduce content control for parents. Well, joining us now to discuss the ins and outs is NetSafe's Sean Lyons. Kia ora, Sean.
Kia ora, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about how this works in terms of parents who want to keep an eye on things on Snapchat with their kids. What will they be able to see?
So what they will, quite right, as you said, they'll be able to see who their children have been messaging with. So the people that they're connected to on Snapchat in the last 7-day period. So this has to be set up as a kind of active and agreed relationship with both parties. So parents have to be users of Snapchat, at least for this purpose. They have to invite young people in. Young people have to accept that they're going to be part of that group. So it gives visibility as to who, but not what's being said. And it also allows parents to flag where they feel like some individuals or the conversations might well be concerning.
So they can report dodgy accounts or accounts that they suspect are dodgy anonymously.
Yeah, absolutely. So that they can send that through in the same way that other users of Snapchat might, the young person themselves might be able to. Parents can do that if they are concerned about the person or the relationship that exists between them and their particular young person.
Here's the interesting thing. They need to ask their child's permission, right? So Snapchat account holders could be as young as 13. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are their parents. Does that seem reasonable that they should have to go through their child to be able to check up?
It really is about trying to maintain and establish a kind of relationship of trust in terms of this. So to get away from the kind of you're spying on me or spyware kind of concerns, this is something that parents would do deliberately with the knowledge of their children, and the children would accept. I guess even at that point, if a child says no, if a parent wants to do this and the child says no, that's an opportunity, a reason for discussion and a good beginning of a conversation about why it might be that a child is saying, no, I don't want this. Parent can then start that conversation about what is behind that.
Sean, is it possible for a parent to sign up for this checking mechanism without their child knowing? Could they sign into the kid's account and do it that way? Or will the teenager get some kind of message or notification that they are part of this screening?
Yeah, without the established agreement of both parties, then there is no visibility and no view. Now, once that's agreed, then that view is there of who and what. Young people do get a mirror view, so they can see from within their own Snapchat account exactly what it is parents can see. So hopefully it's about the establishment of a trust thing rather than a snooping.
I mean, how helpful is it? So they see that their kid is talking to Sean L 27.
You know me.
Yeah. So how does that help them?
Well, I mean, I think the important thing is, that's exactly what you'll see. You'll see an avatar and a name, and that name might mean something to you. It might, reference a friend that you're aware of, someone that they go to school with or in a sports team with or something else. If that name rings an alarm bell, someone that you thought they didn't have a relationship with, don't want them to have a relationship with, or somebody who that you've never heard before, that's the kind of the beginning of the sit down and say, well, hang on a second, I've seen this, I can see this. Who is Sean L27? What are they about? How do you know them? Who are they? What's your relationship with them? Now, it doesn't give you content of what's being said, and obviously, that's just a conversation. But that knowledge or that ability to at least see is such an important principle in terms of what parents can do to help maintain and build safer environments. One is just being aware of what our young people are doing, what spaces they're in, and who they're in those spaces with. This is a good first step in that process.
Appreciate your time, Sean. That's Sean Lyons from NetSafe.